Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is January 26, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Uranus, the planet of freedom and revolution, has been negatively stimulated by Mars, the planet of confrontation and conflict, for the last 2 months. Last week, Monday through Wednesday, the Moon joined in on the Mars side of the pattern, which intensified the protests.
Thai officials proclaimed a state of emergency on Tuesday to contain increasingly violent anti-government protesters trying to oust Prime Minister Ingak Shinawatra and derail a snap election that she has called.
Protesters and police in Kiev, Ukraine, went at each other for 3 nights of violence last week. Ukrainians are upset with their government's decision to side with Russia rather than the European Union and are demanding their leadership step down.
Russia warned the Ukrainian leader to stop things from getting out of control.
And protests turned deadly last Wednesday when 5 protesters died from police bullets. As of the past weekend, protests had spread to other parts of the country.
And that was not all. In Egypt, violence continues with multiple car bombs in Cairo targeting the police, and more deaths on the 3rd anniversary of the nation's uprising. Meanwhile, in the USA, the Mars-Uranus pattern manifested as major accidents on the nation's freeways, including a 40-vehicle pileup on I-94 in western Indiana. Also, in the political arena, a different and much more serious phase of the ongoing Christie scandal took center stage last week. There was far less talk about Bridgegate and far more about what exactly happened to all those billions of dollars of federal Sandy relief money.
This sounds like something more along the lines of what the Venus retrograde opposite Jupiter retrograde planetary pattern points to. Venus, being the planet of money, conflicted by Jupiter, planet of morals and ethics, and both of them backwards, indicating taking another look at things.
In politics, it's always like Deep Throat said, follow the money. Where did all that relief money go? Who got it and who did not? The mayor of Hoboken, one of the hard-hit New Jersey communities, popped up saying her city got very little relief money, allegedly because she wouldn't fast-track a big-money development project that the governor wanted to see happen.
The Christie scandal now manifests as money, that's Venus, versus honesty and moral standards, that's Jupiter. Interestingly, so far there isn't any smoking gun pointing at Chris Christie himself. All accusations are directed at the governor's office, or administration officials, in other words, his staff. And now, the U.S. Attorney's Office is getting involved.
The Syrian peace talks began in Switzerland last week without much success. It was the first time since the civil war began 2 years ago that the two sides sat together in the same room.
It's always a bad idea to begin something important when the main planet that signifies the subject matter is retrograde. In this case, that is the planet of agreement, Venus, which is still retrograde until January 31st.
And let's not forget that Jupiter, the planet of conciliation, is also retrograde and simultaneously opposite Venus, not a good scenario for any kind of compromise. So far, other than agreeing to meet, neither side has given an inch.
And in another part of Switzerland, the Masters of the Universe gathered last week at the mountain resort Davos for the annual confab called the World Economic Forum.
Cue the New World Order. Representatives
the old of the World Order.
Yeah. The representatives of the established order, signified by Saturn in Vedic astrology, including major economic players, 40 heads of state, global capitalists, industry leaders, all gather here each year to congratulate each other, network, and speechify.
And in general, plot how to deal with what they see as the big problems, the big threat to the stability of their established Saturnian order.
And what do they see as the biggest problem this year?
It's the growing inequality of the haves and the have-nots, and the threat of major changes, represented by Rahu in Vedic astrology.
Yes, the Saturn-Rahu conjunction. We haven't been talking about that lately.
The Davos crowd are worried. From the cauldrons of the Middle East to the rest of billions in slums around the globe, there is less money and even less hope for change.
And the distinct possibility that what is happening in Thailand, in Egypt, in Syria, in the Ukraine, and in South Sudan is just the opening act of what could grow and spread and really mess up their domination and control of the world.
And finally, getting back to that Venus retrograde versus Jupiter retrograde combination, Venus is entertainment and Jupiter is morality. China has announced that the ban on Lady Gaga will be lifted.
Yes, since 2011, China has blacklisted Lady Gaga's songs because of the confusion the lyrics caused.
Confusion?
Yes, Ron, that's mainline Chinese code for agitating the masses.
Oh, no.
But due to not wanting to be seen by the rest of the world, as well as their own young people, as being so old-fashioned, China's cultural minister has now given Lady Gaga the green light. Well, almost. Some words have been changed, and her naked body on her recent album has been clothed.
Well, progress comes slowly. And so we conclude this week's Review of the Week.
Be sure to click in with us next week.